This is HPR episode 2312 entitled, Troubleshooting Websites with LAMP. It is hosted by Frank Bell and is about 15 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, Frank describes how he used LAMP to clone his website to localhost so he could shoot some trouble.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Frank Bell. I haven't recorded a podcast for HPR in some time. Part of the problem is identifying a topic on which I feel competent to speak and which I also feel the HPR audience would find interesting. The other part of the problem is that I had just about the most annoying winter ever. I won't go into the details. As Gildner Radner would have said, if it wasn't one thing, it was another. But I am going to talk about one of the annoyances, which was that for most of February, my website was broken. In particular, the WordPress blog that I maintained was broken. Now, I took advantage of that to do two things. One of them was to move from shared hosting to a VPS. Not because I really need a VPS, but hey, I'm a Linux geek. I wanted a VPS. The other was to clone my website, including the blog, to localhost. And I did that using XAMPP. You may know it as XAMPP, X-A-M-P-P, pronouncing X as in xylophone. But according to a video at their website, the maintainers pronounce it XAMPP, and I will defer to their wishes. Their website is www.apachefriends.org. XAMPP is a complete web server stack of Apache, MariaDB, PHP, and Perl, all configured to work together out of the box. And if you've ever established those different components separately and then tried to get them to work together, you will appreciate the simple beauty of this. It's available for Linux, Windows, and Mac, but I can only speak of the Linux version. It's useful for testing changes to an existing website before bringing them live, practicing your web design skills, or, as in my case, troubleshooting something that's not working right. When you download it from Apache Friends, you download a small stub, and that stub starts a binary installer which installs the rest of the package. It really works very, very nicely. I would note, regarding security, that none of the components, the database, the FTP, what have you, of XAMPP are password protected by default. The idea is that this will make it easier for developers to get it up and running. The maintainers caution strongly that XAMPP should not be used for a production website. In other words, it should not be public facing. However, if you have a need for passwords, and I did, you can institute password protection after the installation is complete by issuing the following commands as root: cd /opt/lamp. By default, XAMPP installs to opt/lamp, and then issuing the command ./lamp, that's L-A-M-P-P for Linux, Apache, MariaDB, PHP, and Perl, space security. And that will start a script that will enable you to password protect the various components of the application. In my case, I needed to do so because since I was going to be testing an existing database that already had password protection built into it, I needed to have passwords that were compatible to the existing passwords in my database. That is, the passwords to access the database as a database administrator, not a title that I would ever give myself. There will be a link in the show notes to the XAMPP Linux FAQ for more information about the LAMP security script and the program as a whole. Once you've got it installed, you can test the installation as follows. As root, issue the command cd space slash opt slash LAMP, L-A-M-P-P. Then issue the command dot slash L-A-M-P-P space start. As a footnote, if you want to turn it off, the command is dot slash LAMP, L-A-M-P-P space stop. If the application has been successfully installed, XAMPP will respond as follows. Starting XAMPP for Linux, kernel number. Starting Apache, OK. Starting MySQL, OK. Starting Pro FTPD, OK. If you do not get that response, it's broke, and you need to do some troubleshooting as to why it's not working. But frankly, I have never had, and I've used XAMPP off and on over nearly 10 years now, never had an installation fail, assuming I followed the directions. The final test is to point your browser at http://localhost, and you will see the XAMPP dashboard page. The next step is to clone your website. The first step of that is to copy all your website files, which you should have backed up to your local hard drive, into slash opt slash LAMP slash htdocs, htdocs. That is the web root directory for XAMPP. If you have a static website, you're done. You can go to work updating your HTML pages in the text editor of your choice and then testing them out in XAMPP. Indeed, you can actually edit them directly from the htdocs directory and test your changes on the fly if you wish. I have actually done that. But if you have a database, there's more to it, much more to it. And who doesn't have a database anymore? For a database, the next two steps are to use phpMyAdmin to configure MariaDB to receive the database, and then to actually import the database into MariaDB. The first of these, preparing MariaDB. By default, your MariaDB user is root, and unless you've changed it, by default, root does not have a password. In my case, I gave root a password. You want to create a database user who is not root and does not have root access to MariaDB, but will have full access to the database that you will be testing. Here's how to do that. Point your browser at http://localhost/phpMyAdmin. You will get the login page. Log in as the root user of your database engine. Click User Accounts and then click New. Create a new account, giving it a username and a password. And here's where the password and the username need to be compatible with your existing database. Under Database for User Account, check to create database with same name and grant all privileges. That creates a database with no tables. So that's the first of those steps, preparing MariaDB to receive the database. The next step is to actually import your database backup. If you don't have a database backup at this point, you are now toast. Most common database backup format is SQL. There are other formats that phpMyAdmin is capable of importing. For that list, see the PHP documentation. I usually use the import function. Open up the database, my new database, and at the top of the screen there'll be a row of buttons, and one of them will say import. In order to import the database, there are two changes you need to make in your php.ini file, which is located in /opt/lamp/etc/php.ini. Open that up in the text editor of your choice and find the settings memory_limit and post_max_size. By default, they are set at 8M, capital M for megabyte. Change those to a size large enough to allow you to import your backed up database, which you have sitting in a safe place on your hard drive. You can change them back later to smaller sizes if you wish, but to do an import, you have to open the door wide enough to let the import in. Once you've done that, stop and restart XAMPP so that the .ini files get read anew. Log into phpMyAdmin again as your database user, and then navigate to the empty database you created. Click the import button towards the top of the screen. Navigate to the location of the backup on your hard drive and start the import. Note, do not leave your computer unattended. Even if you've opened the door wide enough, your import may stop with a message about latency or some such thing. I don't remember the exact wording. And an item to click here to resume it. If you're off doing something else and that message appears and you don't respond in time, you will not get to resume the import. You will need to start all over. Pop the latest HPR podcast into your pod player and listen to it while you watch your screen. Once the import is complete, you are almost ready. Now here I'm limited. My only direct experience is with WordPress, but I suspect that other database programs have similar settings that you will need to track down. In your WordPress database, in the WP-options table, there are two settings that point to the location of your website. If you have downloaded this from a hosting provider, they will point to whatever your address is at www.bigwideworld.something. You need to change those to point to localhost. In WordPress, those two settings in the WP options table are site_URL and home. One is near the top of the options table, the other is near the bottom. If you don't change these and you're able to successfully open, in my case, my blog from localhost, and I click on an internal link, such as the settings page, the link will try to go to www.bigwideworld.something instead of to localhost. You need to tell the database that it's supposed to work and play in the playpen on localhost and not go outdoors. Now you are ready to troubleshoot. Now going back to why I had this experience, the two problems I had with my blog were completely unrelated. One of them had to do with the theme, which had worked very nicely ever since I moved to Virginia, which is when I had adapted and tailored a new theme, and it started to get fractious. That had nothing whatsoever to do with the other more serious problem that my database had outgrown my shared hosting. As I said, I got a VPS because I wanted a VPS, but I still wanted to find out what was going on because the database by rights shouldn't have been that big. And I found as I looked at it, I knew they were there, I just hadn't done my housekeeping. There were a bunch of tables left over from various plugins I had tried and discarded for various functions. And I was hesitant to go willy-nilly deleting tables from the database for my live site. Once I have it cloned to localhost, I could go through and say, aha, I think I don't need you anymore, drop. You look like I don't need you anymore, drop. And I could find out which tables were safe to drop without affecting the primary functionality of WordPress. So that's why it's so nice to have a test bed. If you break something, you haven't harmed anything. You're still back in the dressing room, and you're not falling over your feet in public. And I've got my blog's working very nicely now. I got a lot of cruft. The database is back down to a size where I could still be using shared hosting if I wished. But, you know, it's really kind of nice to be able to SSH into your own virtual private server. I hope you found this interesting. If you've never experimented with XAMPP and you want to learn more about how websites work, I recommend it to you highly. You can reach me at frank@pineviewfarm.net. Pineview Farm is all one word, and it's the name of the farm where I grew up. And I hope to be back to HPR on a more frequent basis now that the annoying winter has passed away. I certainly don't want to have a summer as annoying as that winter, I can tell you that. Thank you all very much for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.